Now, shall we turn tonight to the prophecy of Isaiah? I would like to take three short readings from the Bible. The first one from Isaiah's prophecy and chapter 1. And we will read together verse number 18. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now over to the New Testament, the Gospel according to Matthew, and chapter 11. One verse again, verse number 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And finally, in the last book in the Bible, the book of the Revelation, chapter 22. And we will read together verse number 17. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And we trust the Lord will bless to us his word. In Isaiah's prophecy and chapter 1, we have this lovely invitation. And the invitation comes from God himself to guilty sinners. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Then in Matthew's Gospel and chapter 11, we have the invitation from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then in Revelation chapter 22, we discover that the invitation is from the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. He says, Come. We find also that the invitation is from the church. The people of God say, Come. And then we have the invitation going forth from Holy Scripture. Whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. Now it won't be very difficult to remember what we have preached on tonight. A simple invitation that all can understand. God says, Come. First of all, the invitation is to the sinner. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The second invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ is to the weary. They that are heavy laden, come. And the third invitation is to the thirsty. The thirsty soul, come. My dear friend, I want to tell you in this meeting tonight that we have a message for you. Not just a message from men, but a message from God for you as an individual. And the message is, come. For those who were present on previous evenings, we have referred to that time away back when our first parents sinned against God. They disobeyed God's command, and God and sin cannot dwell together. God had no option only to drive our first parents out from his presence. But yet, the heart of God yearned after his creature. God loved man because he was one of the, indeed, the masterpiece of his creation. And the heart of God went out after mankind who had sinned against him. But how can God bring them back? Remember, God cannot overlook sin. I want to tell you, dear friend, there was only one way. And God must send his Son to take the punishment that you and I deserve. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he came from heaven. He went to the cross. And there upon Calvary's hill he died. He shed his precious blood. He endured untold sufferings from the hands of men. But worse, he endured the wrath of God, the darkness, and the abandonment of Calvary. He cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It was because our sins, the poet has put it, on him by God were laid. He who himself had never sinned, for sinner's sin was made. The Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life. He bore sin's penalty. He endured the wrath of God that was due to you and I, guilty sinners. And he opened a way back to God, made it possible that God, a holy God, could forgive, could cleanse, could justify guilty sinners. And because of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I can know our sins forgiven, our guilty past forever put away. And the invitation goes forth this evening, after so many centuries. Listen to it. Come now, God says, and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Let me tell you, dear man, however guilty you may be, however black your past may be, my God is ready to forgive you. He is ready to cleanse your guilty past and fit you for the courts of heaven. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ bore sin's penalty there upon the cross. What a message. Friend, I want you to understand that this is God's message to you this evening. We are not propagating the ideas of men. We are not here just to preach some theories. We are here to tell you, my friend, the plain truth of the Word of God. You take your Bible and compare carefully what we say and discover for yourself the wonderful truth of the Gospel, the wonderful truth of redemption, the wonderful truth of the love of God as revealed to us in the person of His beloved Son. My friend, hear again this lovely invitation. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. I want to tell you, my dear friend, God loves you. God is interested in you. He desires your blessing and your eternal welfare. He wants to save your soul and deliver you from the awful consequences of sin. And the invitation is, come. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, oh, think of it, my friend, however black your past may be, however great a sinner, however guilty you may feel, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin. My friend, let me tell you, there's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. There's a door that is open, and all may go in. At Calvary's cross is where you begin when you come as a sinner to Jesus. All you have to do is come. Now, you do not need to wait until you grow better. You do not need to wait until you work up more anxiety. The invitation goes forth this evening. Come. God says, come now, and let us reason together. Friend, I want to tell you, my blessed Lord, He saved the chief of sinners, and He's able to save you. It may be that some in the company feel, well, You think you're preaching to religious people, unrespectable people, but you don't know my past. Friend, I want to tell you, this message is for you. My Savior came to seek and to save the lost. He came to save sinners. He came to save the guilty. And He's able to save you. He saved the chief of sinners, the Apostle Paul. He was Saul of Tarsus. You say, but was he really the chief of sinners? The Word of God says he was. And I believe it. I want you to think of that little man with all the pride of his heart. And he tells us that he was covetous. He tells us that he was, the Word of God tells us that he was the chief witness. When they put Stephen, the first martyr, to death, and God spoke to him. And God spoke to him again. And yet he hardened his heart. And he persisted in his sinful and rebellious way. For the Word of God says, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. God was speaking to his heart. And yet in his stubbornness and in his rebellion, he continued. And he persecuted the Christians. And he blasphemed the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, my friend, he is speaking the truth when he acknowledges that he was the chief of sinners. God saved him on the Damascus Road. And I want to tell you, my friend, while we stand upon this platform, we do not claim to be better than anyone else. I was just a sinner like you. My heart was rebellious just as yours is. My nature was depraved. My Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And my heart is just like yours, dear friend. And I needed a Savior. And I needed forgiveness. And I needed cleansing. And I do thank God for that night in my experience when, as a guilty sinner, I acknowledged my need and cried to God for mercy. And I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. And thank God, His promise is, thy sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Listen to the word, to that city sinner, that dear woman who stood at his feet weeping. The word was forgiven. Forgiven. Oh, how precious. Her sins, which were many, were forgiven. Dear friend, you can have your sins forgiven tonight, if only you will come to Christ. Listen to the invitation of the Savior Himself. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Friend, let me ask you, are you feeling the burden and the weight of your sin? Are there times when you feel weary of life? Are there times when you almost wonder if it would be possible to finish it all? And the guilt of your sin and your past troubles you, and you just long to be finished with it all? Listen to the invitation of my Savior. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. However weary, however heavy laden, however burdened down with the guilt of your sin, dear friend, come to Christ. We do not point you to religion. We're not here to get you to join some religious group. We're here to tell you about the Savior, the only Savior mighty to save. And hear that lovely invitation, so clear and so plain and so simple that all can understand. Come unto me, the Savior said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I tell you, there's nothing in the world to compare with that, dear friend. The rest and the peace and the assurance that our one's sins are forgiven. that the guilty past is gone, and that you have a clear title to the mansions above. But let this bring you to the last portion which we read in the book of the Revelation. The invitation there is to the thirsty. If in the first case God invites the sinner, and in the second case, my Savior invites the weary. In Revelation chapter 22, the invitation is to the thirsty. Friend, tell me, down deep in your heart, are you thirsting? You're not satisfied. You have tried the world. You could say like the poet, I've tried the broken cisterns, Lord, and the waters failed. E'en as I stooped to drink, they fled, and mocked me as I wailed. Let me tell you, friend, I can speak from experience. In the words of the poet, none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's love, there's life, there's lasting joy. Lord Jesus, found in thee. You've tried the world. You've tried the pleasures of sin. You've tried everything that you feel that you could go in for, and you're not satisfied. The world cannot satisfy the heart of man. I know men in this city, multimillionaires, and they're not satisfied. Some of them, I tell you, are most miserable. They have far more money than ever they'll be able to use, but riches cannot satisfy the heart. Others have tried the pleasures of the world. And we see those who have risen high in fame's ladder, and how many have committed suicide, for they discovered that the world can never satisfy. Let me tell you, friend, my Savior will satisfy that heart of yours if only you will come, if only you will trust Him. We point you to Christ and to Christ alone, the only Savior mighty to save. Let me tell you, friend, none are exempt, for the message is to the whosoever. That's why I love to preach the gospel, because none are excluded. Every man and woman, boy and girl in this hall this evening could be saved and in heaven if only they would respond to the invitation of the gospel. Come unto me. Listen to the words of the hymn writer. Come is the sweet invitation of grace. Come unto Jesus, the soul's resting place. Come, for the Father's well pleased with His Son. Come, for His suffering for sinners is done. Yonder upon Calvary's cross, the Lord Jesus Christ bore the judgment of God that should have been my portion down in hell and in the lake of fire. And oh, thank God, He endured the wrath of God, bearing my sins on His own body on the tree. He has satisfied the throne of God. And ere He expired, He cried, "It is finished." It is finished. The work was done. The price was paid. The wrath of God was exhausted. God's word tells us that all God's waves and billows passed over Him. He endured it all, my friend, that you and I might be saved and might be in heaven. And you could be saved tonight. Let me tell you, every sinner in this building could go out of this meeting rejoicing in the knowledge that their sins are forgiven and assured of a place in heaven if only you are prepared to respond to the invitation, "Come unto me." Whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. John chapter 7, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. My blessed Lord could look right into the hearts of men. He knew the thoughts and intents of the heart. He knew that in their midst were thirsty souls. My friend, let me ask you this evening, would you like to find satisfaction? Would you like to find peace and rest? Would you like to know that all is well for the great eternity? Would you like to have an assurance of a place in heaven? Then my Savior says, come unto me. He will not only forgive your sins, dear friend. He'll take the burden away. He'll satisfy that heart of yours. He'll break the power of sin in your life. And he'll fit you for the courts above. What a Savior. What a salvation. Friend, why not make it yours tonight? Just simply come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, if I had been living when the Lord was here, it would have been so easy. But what do you mean? How do you understand this? Come, friend, just by faith. Just come by faith. With all your sin and all your guilt, here and now in the quietness of this hour, tell God you're a guilty sinner, unfit for his presence, and tell him that you are prepared to accept of the provision that he has made, that you are prepared to accept his Son as your Savior, and by faith, rest upon the work of Christ and trust him for eternity.